This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says that leaked emails from the Clinton campaign from back in 2011 show disdain for religious Americans.
They attack Catholics and evangelicals.
Meanwhile, Vice President's running mate Mike Pence said yesterday on the campaign trail in Salem, Virginia, this election is about America's future, and he said Donald Trump is the right man to lead the country into that future.
I choose a stronger America. I choose a more prosperous America.
Pence also telling Christians this election is no time to sit on the sideline, despite concerns many have over some of the remarks Mr. Trump has made in past years regarding women. President Obama now has 100 days left in office. How is he going to spend that time? White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
Which is seeking to make the most of every remaining opportunity to use the power of this office to advance the interests of this country, to fight for middle-class families, and to keep our country safe.
Hillary Clinton hopes to continue that tradition as she was on the campaign trail yesterday in Las Vegas, urging her supporters to get out and vote and take part in early voting programs.
I don't think we've ever had an election more important for our country, for our values, for our future than this one.
Still mopping up from Hurricane Matthew in hard-hit Lumberton, North Carolina. Governor Pat McCrory said people hoping to travel through the area should avoid Interstate 95 if they can. Better yet, avoid the area if at all possible.
Because some of that travel, it's actually causing us problems, because when they're coming up 95, then they want to take the detour, and they're causing us congestion.
Forecasters say an extremely dangerous hurricane is expected to pass near Bermuda this morning. They have Hurricane Nicole only about 100 miles from the island. Bob Dylan is the winner of the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature. The Swedish Academy says the American musician has created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program, like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Wells Fargo's chief operating officer Tim Sloan is now the bank's new CEO. That's now that John Stumpf has stepped down, as Wells Fargo is roiled by a scandal over its sales practices. Testifying last month on Capitol Hill, Stumpf said the opening of those unauthorized accounts was not the way the bank should be doing business.
Wrongful sales practice behavior in our retail banking business goes against everything regarding our core principles, our ethics, and our culture.
Regulators fined Wells Fargo, alleging that employees tried to meet aggressive sales targets by opening accounts like debit cards without customers even knowing about it, so they could charge them fees. Verizon is closing call centers in 5 states, including its home state of New York. That's drawing ire from the governor's office there. The company says the consolidation of its call centers will impact about 3,200 workers near Rochester and New York City. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Government officials say 21 of the schoolgirls who were kidnapped back in 2014 by Boko Haram terrorists in Chibok, Nigeria, have now been free.
If it's true that more than 20 schoolgirls have been rescued, it will be seen as a major success for the government. It's been under intense pressure to do more to secure the girls' release. More than 250 students were abducted from their school 2 years ago, and despite international assistance, it's believed most of the girls are still being held by Boko Haram.
As the BBC's Michael Bristow reporting, American officials say U.S. launched Tomahawk cruise missiles have destroyed 3 coastal radar sites in Houthi-controlled territory on Yemen's Red Sea coast. The retaliatory action follows 2 incidents this week in which missiles were fired at U.S. Navy ships. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up 16 points, the NASDAQ down 8, the S&P 500 up by 2. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good day to you. Great to have you along with us. Our next guest writes in his book, The Hillary Enigma is actually the enigma of her supporters, the Democratic Party, and the progressive movement. That's why this book isn't just about Hillary. It is also about a party, an ideological movement that propelled her forward. He says, I wrote about Obama as an individual because that is the best way to understand him. I'm writing about Hillary as the head of a movement or gang because that is the best way to understand her and what she represents. We're talking with Dinesh D'Souza. His book and his documentary, his movie, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. It is now a major motion picture, as I said. Dinesh D'Souza, good to have you back with us. Always good talking with you, sir. How are you?
Hey, great to be on the show, and I'm excited that the movie is now out in DVD, so you can get it not only in retail stores like Costco and Walmart, but also digital download. So that's I'm excited about that because it's timely 1 month before the election.
Exactly. And Dinesh, top grossing political documentary of 2016. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's, you know, these topics that the movie deals with, which is it takes on the whole history of the Democratic Party. The Democrats have put out this idea that they're the party of the little guy and of the good guy. They're the party of women and minorities and Latinos and immigrants. And none of this is really true. So what I do in the movie is kind of raise the curtain on who the Democrats really are. And so the movie is about Hillary, but it's about a lot more than just Hillary.
Well, you know, and today we find ourselves, you know, the Democratic Party is talking about the breakup within the Republican Party, but I find it quite ironic. It's the Democrats that are falling apart because, you know, this is the left wing of one party. And there are many within the Democratic Party today, Dinesh, saying, look at my party. I don't recognize the Democratic Party. This is not John F. Kennedy's Democratic Party.
No, I think with Obama and Hillary, we've taken a kind of turn. And Hillary represents even something different than Obama, because at the end of the day, I think we can agree that Obama is an ideologue. He has a vision of America and of the world. Now, I think it's a perverted vision. It's demented. It's destructive. But nevertheless, poor guy, he believes it. Hillary and Bill are more like Bonnie and Clyde. I mean, these are two guys who have been running rackets since the Arkansas days. It's very rare in American politics for people to go into politics to make money. But that's what the Clintons have done. They've gone from zero to a couple of $100 million on a government salary. And so when I think to myself, what is the product that they have been selling? The depressing answer is they've been selling access to U.S. government policy itself.
Yeah, they've set up a side business all and of their own in the form of the Clinton Foundation and the Global Initiative, haven't they?
Yeah, the Clinton Foundation is not a real foundation. It's not a philanthropy at all. It apparently gives less than 10% of its revenue. It's essentially a bribery receptacle for the Clintons. So if you want favors out of the Clintons, you put money into the foundation. Bill Clinton's lecture fees quadrupled when Hillary became Secretary of State. Obviously, people weren't paying for Bill to give them the 20 minutes of his usual rubbish. They were paying for access to Hillary to do things that they wanted. And then typically she did them. And then large amounts of money and gratitude began to flow into the Clinton Foundation. And this has happened again and again and again.
Well, I find it quite ironic, Dinesh, that she says follow the money herself. And this is what Peter Schweitzer did in his celebrated book earlier this year, of course, which exposed the Clinton Foundation. But I guess it's so truthful and so obvious that it's hard for people to get their brains around it, because this is the very evil of government that we would hope the mainstream media would keep our officials from getting too involved in.
Well, this is the thing, though, that the left dominates academia, the media, and Hollywood. And this is all these three institutions, I call them megaphones of our culture, are going to work for the Clinton campaign. One of the reasons our story about American history, exposing the Democrats as the party of slavery and segregation, the party opposed to women's suffrage, the party of the Ku Klux Klan, the party of lynching, the party that opposed the Civil Rights Act of 64 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Now, the reason people don't know this is because ultimately they've gotten a progressive narrative that distorts the truth.
Exactly.
And when you control academia, the media, and Hollywood, you can put out a lot of disinformation.
Well, they've really done an incredible job, Dinesh, because here it is. What they've done is been able to rewrite laws that were already well established that the Republicans have put in place. They hijack it, and they present it like it is their new brilliant idea. I think that's incredible, don't you?
Well, in effect, what they've done is they're taking credit for something that they themselves blocked for 100 years. The Republicans passed emancipation with the 13th Amendment, equal rights under the law under the 14th Amendment, suffrage for blacks with the 15th Amendment. The Democrats nullified the 14th and 15th Amendments, and then 100 years later they go, oh, gee, we gave you the Voting Rights Act. Even though, by the way, more Republicans voted for these civil rights laws in the 1960s than Democrats did proportionately. So Republicans have, in a sense, their credit for the civil rights movement has been stolen by the progressives, who make it sound like it was all done by Lyndon Johnson single-handedly.
Well, you brilliantly utilized Professor Carol Swain in the documentary as well. And she's been on with us many times here, Dinesh. And she brings, you know, some veritas and experience and understanding of history, you know, to this documentary. And I believe helping Black America understand their own history, because they've been disengaged, haven't they?
Well, how great it would be if we could get more independents and women and blacks and Democrats to see this movie, because it's one thing to fire up Republicans, and the movie is helping to reunify the Republican Party, but it would be a very eye-opening, even a transformational experience for more minorities to see this movie. In a sense, it's the kind of movie that makes you think, if this stuff is true, then there are wide-reaching implications. And now, 3 months with the movie having been out in the theater, there's not a single fact in the movie or the accompanying book, Hillary's
Exactly.
America, not one fact that has been shaken in any way.
Well, you open up the documentary, the movie, Dinesh, with the con. Something that you learned in your recent stay as a result of taking on Obama, and you say that now taking on Hillary could even have you spend more time being incarcerated. But you were able to observe something that had application to our current society there.
Well, I found myself, because of weird circumstances, in with these hoodlums, sleeping overnight in a dormitory and listening to them talk. And I realized that in some ways their conversation is very narrow. It focuses just on the elemental human desires. But on the other hand, it's also realistic. They don't pretend like American politics is simply just one kind of a debating society between one set of values and the other. They know that people go into politics for ambition, for power, for money, sometimes for revenge. And those motives are very present in human nature, and why should they be absent from politics? And so I try to bring this kind of gritty realism to the way I write about both parties. And I think that's what makes for not only a more interesting book, but a more captivating movie.
Well, we've got more from Dinesh D'Souza, Hillary's America, New York Times number one best-selling author, celebrated filmmaker, reveals the sordid truth about Hillary and the secret history of the Democratic Party. This eye-opening film sheds light on the Democrats' transition from pro-slavery to pro-enslavement, how Hillary Clinton's political mentor was literally a cold-blooded gangster. More from Dinesh D'Souza right after this. Stay with us, America. We're just coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is what it's all about. It's the battle for truth is what it comes down to. You know, he warned us about Obama's America. We're now looking at Hillary's America. And some would agree that it is much more diabolical than what we experienced in the last 8 years. Talking about Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America, top grossing political documentary of 2016 and a film that all Americans should see before the election. The DVD is now available at all the usual places, so you don't have an excuse. I would say buyer beware, and with the Clintons, it is about buying because you're going to pay for them, and this is what they have proven time and time again. They have turned political office into a money-generating operation, all hidden in the Clinton Foundation, the Global Initiative, and as Denise had said earlier, less than 10% of what they collect, and they've collected billions of dollars in selling pay for play and selling the offices of the Secretary of State and as a senator. They've sold those offices, and all you got to do is follow the money, and it's hard to disclaim. As Denise had said earlier, Bill Clinton, you know, presidents get about $70,000-$80,000 per speech. Now all of a sudden he starts getting up to $500,000 and $750,000 for a speech, and the only thing that changed was that his wife became Secretary of State, right, Dinesh?
That's absolutely right. And if we think, remember back to the last few weeks of the Clinton White House, I mean, young people don't know and older people have sometimes forgotten. But, I mean, these guys were renting out the Lincoln bedroom for cash. They were
$5.3 million they generated, Dinesh. $5.3 million.
Hillary was literally walking through the White House with an aide, and they were emptying out the curio cabinets and taking Norman Rockwell paintings off the wall. They were selling pardons to big-time felons, racketeers, and tax cheats. So this is kind of these are the people that they are. And then when they're caught, they have totally dishonest. They pretend like, what? No, nothing's going on at all. Mm-hmm. And so they rely on the fact that the American people are born yesterday, or we all just got here from Mars. And so this is the surreal political climate they've generated, and this is what we can expect if we have a Hillary White House.
Well, it's quite interesting. It's not so much what they say, it's what they don't say. And it's comical at the same time. I mean, they want to blame Putin, you know, on the current email situation. We're going to blame the Russians. It's those Russian hackers. And then the other night she tried to somehow implicate Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, poor Abraham Lincoln. I mean, that guy, honestly, can you imagine the analogy between him and Hillary?
Yes.
If Hillary were around, patient owners cutting deals would be figuring out how to slavery as long as they brought suitcases of cash. I mean, this could not be further from Lincoln's approach.
Exactly. Well, you know, people say and they ask and they wonder, they go, what is this all about? You know, you warned us about Obama's America, his worldview, and where he would take this country. But what you show in the book, what you've shown in the movie, that Hillary's America is much more diabolical. And I know some people are going to hear that word and they think, well, wait a minute, you know, she's a U.S. citizen. How can this be a diabolical? Well, if it's not consistent with the U.S. Constitution and the things that we assume that every one of our politicians and Supreme Court justices and anybody working on behalf of we the people would be concerned about, you need to call it for what it is. And she is diametrically opposed to our U.S. Constitution time and time again, isn't she? Dinesh, I think we're having a hard time here with the connection. Did we lose him here, John? Okay, here we go. All right. Okay, we're breaking up. I don't know what we've got here, but we're breaking up on the signal suddenly here.
How do I sound now?
Much better now. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. I was going to say that I was right about Obama.
Dinesh, we're back to having problems again with the reception here. I don't know what changed here. We're gonna call you back and reconnect with you in just a moment. A studio is connecting back with Dinesh D'Souza as we talk about Hillary's America, the secret history of the Democratic Party. The book is now a DVD, which is available in all the usual places. I would recommend that you get your hands on this because we need to go into this significant election. Already people, you know, and I think it's a sad situation that people people are already voting when we don't have all the information and the information is still out there. And especially when now we realize the mainstream media has been complicit and has become the PR arm for the Clinton machine. I mean, and you could argue and say, well, didn't they do the same for Donald Trump in the primaries? Yeah, you could say that. But it was interesting. It's almost like they teed him up. They gave him all this information. Well, they understood. Hey, look, they were getting something out of this, too. They were getting lots of ratings, lots of following. You know, let's face it, Donald Trump is a ratings magnet. Okay, Dinesh is back with us. Okay, Dinesh, pick it up from where we were.
Yeah, I was just saying that I called Obama right. I said that he would double the national debt he has. I said that he would undermine our allies and strengthen our enemies he has. I said he'd weaken America's influence in the world, and he has. With Hillary, in some ways, Obama was an unknown figure. Hillary is a known figure, so it's not a good mark on our national character if we know that she is a crook in advance, and we still put her into the White House.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it's head scratching. And I got to tell you, when I saw your movie, the audience had kind of what we call in biblical terms the Selah moment, you know, where you just pause and you just meditate on what you just saw. And then they applauded. I mean, there was, you know, just obvious enthusiasm for the movie Hillary's America. But it was also, you know, I wanted to, you know, scream out and say, now what are you going to do about it? You know?
Well, the FBI won't indict her, but the American people can. There's no way that she can get to where she wants to be without the consent of the American people. So I'm hoping that enough people are paying attention to politics, at least momentarily, in this last weeks of the campaign. I think if people really look at Hillary, pay a little bit of attention, she's very transparent. You can basically see right through her. A fake smile. Everything about her is fake. And if people pay attention, I think they will pick that up and, in that case, not vote for her.
Well, they're saying I don't trust her. I mean, in large numbers, increasingly, I don't trust her. And you say, okay, what more information do you need?
Yeah, to trust Hillary is to prove yourself to be unbelievably gullible. In Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn, you have these two hucksters, the Duke and the Dauphin, who go around scamming people, and they rely on the ignorance of people to fall for their schemes. Let's hope the American people aren't that ignorant.
Well, we're less than 30 days away from, I got to tell you, Dinesh, the most critical election of our lifetime. It seems we come there, and maybe, it keeps coming back because we keep coming to this crossroads. So much is hanging in the balance here. The future of this republic, the Supreme Court, she has made it real clear. I mean, even to the point that she sat there in front of a bunch of middle-class supporters and said, we're going to increase taxes on the middle class. And they applauded. I'm going, wait a minute. Didn't they just hear what she just said, you know, to your point?
Yeah, Hillary is counting on the gullibility of the American people. And she's also counting on the fact that she's got a lot of money. She's got a very good Democratic organization. Trump is kind of outgunned in those areas. So that's why I'm hoping that the Trump campaign, the RNC, they can use this movie to help reach independent voters. It tells the story of American politics to be very persuasive to people who are on the fence, who are on the middle. So I don't have the ability to do that, but they do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also there's this groundswell, Dinesh, that we started to feel in Europe with what happened with Brexit in England. Is that Brexit groundswell here in the United States and is being mismeasured by the mainstream media?
It's possible. I think Trump's support could be understated by the polls. I do think that Trump needs to convince the American people that he's not a loon. Now, this is not an attack on Trump, because Reagan had to do the same thing.
Exactly.
Reagan had to convince the left said about Reagan, he's a cowboy, he'll blow up the world. And Reagan had to say, no, I'm not that kind of guy, I'm not going to actually do that.
Well, Dinesh, we're out of time. We have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for being with us. The DVD, Hillary's America, now available. No excuse not to see it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Thank you, Dinesh.
On April 20th. 1999.
America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me. I'll give my life to him.
I'm Not Ashamed. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 21st. For tickets and showtimes, go to imnotashamedfilm.com.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, if your life circumstances don't get you on your knees, I'm sure Miss Claire will help you along the way here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. Gart Kant is with us. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for online news giant WND. Previously, he spent 5 years writing, copy, editing, and producing at CNN Headline News, 3 years writing, copy, editing, and training writers at MSNBC, and also served several local TV newsrooms as producer, executive producer, and assistant news director. He is author of the McGraw-Hill textbook. With all that experience, you can imagine how to write television news. Gart Kant, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much. I'm great.
Hey, wonderful to have you with us to talk about, this situation about Black Lives Matter and all this movement and the perception that if something unjust seems to have occurred at the local level, then we need to bring the feds into play. But in this particular case, black life didn't matter when you're reporting on the killing of Marion Carey. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Well, I think you nailed it. First of all, I think the difference is it happened at the federal level, and that this young woman, single mother, died at the hands of federal police. So after the initial brouhaha, it just quickly died away because there was no follow-up. This is a black life lost whom President Obama's never mentioned, and she was shot and killed by his own security force. It was a 34-year-old woman who took apparently a tourist trip to Washington from her home in Stamford, Connecticut, and by all accounts made a wrong turn into a White House guard post at 15th and E Streets. Mm-hmm. And the reason was apparently just a wrong turn because the only thing she did was immediately try to make a U-turn mm-hmm. and leave. And it's not against the law to leave. Secret Service sources told us they just wanted to let her go, but some guy who was an off-duty uniformed Secret Service officer dragged a bike rack in front of her gate, a car. Mm-hmm. She tried to drive around it, according to witnesses, nicked the gate, it swung around, knocked him off his feet. And the next thing you know, there was a posse in full pursuit behind, chasing her and ultimately, shot and killed her, an unarmed woman who was shot in the back. And they claimed it was self-defense.
Yeah, it's amazing and quite ironic when you think about guys that are jumping the fence, you know, entering the front door of the White House, and then you have something like this that, and if anybody who's been around 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you can relate to how Miriam Carey could have gotten disoriented.
Oh, yeah, easily. They Secret Service officers told us that it's a routine thing. People make a mistake and turn into the guard post all the time. And what happened to her seemed to be an unfortunate set of circumstances that this guy happened to be coming by. The Navy Yard shooting had been 2 weeks before. The Capitol was kind of on edge. So it seems that it was a combination of sort of gung-ho machismo poor training and the circumstances that all conspired to make this just a shocking miscarriage of justice, apparently.
Well, Garth, you know, everything seems to come into that file of poor training, but when you have that moment and lives are measured in seconds, you know, this is a tough deal. I mean, it's almost like, you know, when the threat level increases like what it did, you know, around this particular incident, as you say, it's almost like we have to draw a pause with our, you know, with people with guns and say, okay, look it, you have to be on guard here because we have a different type of threat level and that is going to require a different type of response. Otherwise, you're going to have more Miriam Carey incidences occurring.
Right. Well, and the travesty is that they violated their own protocol, their own rules in pursuing her, regardless of what the threat level was. The Secret Service procedures called for no pursuit unless a person has committed a felony or is suspected of committing a felony. She didn't even commit a crime. She was never accused of anything other than violating traffic regulations.
Right.
Yet the Department of Justice saw fit not to file criminal charges against the officers who killed her. And within the agency, that was considered a travesty, is what sources tell us.
And, of course, we look at this in light of, you know, the situation with thugs like Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin, you know, and what this has done. And, of course, other instances across this country that have lit up cities, destroyed property. You know, how do we reconcile this? How do we begin to, you know, open up this wound and kind of get the infection out of our cultural psyche here? Is that possible?
Well, I think accountability is the issue. The family is held off suing. They've taken initial steps, but held off suing the government because they really want justice. They want the story to come out. To that end, with the help of Judicial Watch, we are suing the Department of Justice because in the course of my investigation, done about 40 investigative pieces on this story, I've discovered that there's a memo that the Department of Justice withheld from our FOIA request that outlines what the findings of their investigation were and the reasons they chose not to file charges against officers. And I think if we can bring that to light, there's a good chance justice will be done, but at least we can make public exactly what happened.
And this
looks like a miscarriage of justice. justice.
Right, and this is what your book, Capital Crime, Washington's Cover-Up of the Killing of Miriam Carey, is all about here, what Judicial Watch is doing, what you've added in bringing this to light to demonstrate that all lives matter. I mean, there is something inherently wrong when there's no accountability, especially at this level when we're talking about life and death.
Yeah, it's just a shocking story. It's something that, no matter where you fall along the political spectrum, left or right, it's something I think most people, once they learn the facts of the case, can agree was really an injustice. And we're hoping that, you know, we can get it resolved through the courts.
Yeah, you know, as you say, when she left, she really broke, you know, for all intent and purposes, I mean, whatever law she did, you know, a minor, you know, violation of a law, you know, it was noted that she left at a lawful speed. It wasn't like, you know, wheels were burning and, you know, rubbers burning and spinning around unarmed. And in fact, she had her daughter in the back of the car, right?
Right. She did. The daughter was retrieved from the car covered in blood and glass. It's not quite sure whose blood that was, but at the very least, the 13-month-old witnessed the shooting and killing of her mother right in front of her face. You know, it was reported initially that this woman had rammed a barricade at the White House, that she fled in a high-speed chase, that she hit an officer, and none of that turned out to be true. Yet the media just dropped the case like a hot potato once they found out it wasn't terrorism. And the officers were even given a standing ovation in Congress for shooting an unarmed woman in the back and claiming it was self-defense.
Unbelievable. You know, it's the thing about, you know, why we're so committed to the show about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. You know, we start celebrating the wrong things and then we wonder why we have this continued unrest in our country, because we, you know, we want to give room to a lie and allow it to be perpetuated. There's no answers there. And you can't blame people for being frustrated over all this, can you?
No, not at all. And, I mean, from what we hear, there's really a lot of problems in the... she was shot by both Capitol Police and Secret Service, and the stories about problems in the Secret Service have just been coming out one after another for the last few years. I mean, their director had to resign. Two directors had to resign, I believe.
Exactly, right.
And so the more that the truth can come out, the better off the country should be, really.
Well, that's your next book then, Garth, huh? Well, congratulations on the book and keep up the great work. Appreciate you coming on. His book, Capital Crime, Washington's Cover-Up of the Killing of Miriam Carey, available at all the usual places, and it will be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Garth, thank you so much for being with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Travelers. The findings of the 2016 Travelers Risk Index have been released, identifying what worries Americans most. This year's survey found financial security is the top concern for consumers, while business leaders see rising medical costs as their biggest threat. Patrick Gee, Senior Vice President of Claim at Travelers.
The report uncovered some shared concerns among consumers and business leaders relative to things like cyber threats, a changing workforce, and also severe weather. The good news is there are steps they can take to protect their families, finances, homes, and also their workplaces. We recommend carrying out a risk assessment and discussing your needs with a risk advisor.
Business leaders and consumers alike worry about the changing workforce. More than one quarter of consumers fear they won't have the skills to compete, and almost half of business leaders worry they won't be able to attract and retain talent. Additionally, more than half of Americans surveyed rank cyber threats as one of their biggest concerns. For the full results, visit travelers.com/risk index. That's travelers.com/risk index. This report is brought to you by GOPO. Many adults in the U.S. suffer from occasional joint discomfort, which can limit an active and healthy lifestyle. Clinically proven and used extensively in Europe, GOPO is now available in the U.S. to help support long-term joint mobility and cartilage care. This all-natural supplement, which contains galactolipids, is specifically designed for joint care. The key is galactolipids, which occur naturally in rose hips and are thought to play a valuable role in the care of joint tissues by stabilizing neutrophil membranes and reducing their migration into inflamed tissues. Additionally, GOPO's powerful antioxidants combat free radicals that result from chemotaxis. Dr. Kai Winter.
GOPO is not a drug, but an all-natural supplement that you can feel confident taking for long-term joint care. At just 3 weeks, 8 out of 10 users reported positive results with no reported side effects. This could help reduce the barriers that joint conditions inflict on people's lives.
For more information on achieving long-term joint health, visit gowithgopo.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life. My life. This is going to be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around the country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. I know normally at this time, Steve the movie guy is on with us, but believe it or not, he was in a bicycle accident. He broke four ribs, and the guy's still recovering. He says, well, I thought I was going to be healed up by now, but he's not able to make it. But fortunately, in his place, we're going to introduce a new feature on Bill Martinez Live. And this is a time, if you want, go ahead and get your tinfoil hats. Because I thought it'd be fun to just, hey, let's just talk about the rumors, okay? They're out there. They are those 800,000-pound gorillas in the room. They're all sitting out there, and they're really obvious. And I couldn't think of anybody better to bring this to light and to keep us up to date. So this is going to be a regular feature. We're just going to have to find a regular time in which we can place them because Steve, the movie guy, will be back next week, God willing, and he'll be able to talk. And, you know, I think of four ribs being broken, man, that's a rough way to go here. But he is on the mend and promises that he will be back. But meanwhile, we got Bill McIntosh from Lima, Peru. He's an international pundit, editor, 40-plus year businessman in the United States and South America. William, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. As always, great to be on the show. And we go from best movies to best rumors.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why not? I mean, you know, I think that sometimes people just need to say, hey, let's just talk about it. You know, we're not in a politically correct, sensitive environment here. I mean, you pursue the truth and you're going to ruffle some feathers. But in this particular case, we're telling you up front that this stuff, this is rumors, okay? And they're out there. They're the things that people talk about around the water coolers of life here. And we're not adding veracity to it. We're just bringing it out and saying, you know, these are the gorillas in the room. So, Bill, let's go to your first one here. And that is, we touched on this a little bit yesterday with Dan Mazzella. And that is that Bill Clinton, does he or does he not have a son? I mean, Chelsea's been saying every Christmas, all I want for Christmas is a baby brother. And maybe all along she's had one. I don't know.
Yeah, I tell you, yeah, Danny Williams, I mean, Alex Jones has gone into this quite a bit. And basically the story about this, and I don't think it's far-fetched at all, given Bill, Clinton's storied, checkered history of trysts
right.
with women. Basically, the story is there's a young guy from Little Rock, Danny Williams. He's the son of a prostitute, Bobby Ann Williams, or at that time a prostitute when he was born about 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the story is when Bill was still governor of Arkansas, about five blocks from the governor's mansion, was a little housing project where, you know, Danny's mother was Bobby Ann, and Bill Clinton would, you know, was a physically fit fellow who would jog around in the mornings, and apparently they met, and you know, it didn't take long for Bill to propose a meeting place, which is behind some bushes. I mean, like, you can't make this stuff up about Bill.
Yeah,
Clinton.
Right. Exactly. He's the governor, for goodness sakes. We can't find a hotel room. We're gonna go for a bush, right? Oh Lord.
Well, it's not convenient when you're governor of even of a small state like Arkansas. You know, you're a busy man, and you gotta be practical. So I guess we could say Bill Clinton was a practical guy, and so
yeah.
You know, went behind some bushes, got $200, and then this led to 12 other trysts with Bobby Ann, and then at one point she becomes with child, and the baby's born very light skinned, and which, you know, by the way, I mean, I've had, you know, as you, I've had a number of children, and I noticed that when you go to the nursery where the white babies and the black babies are, the black babies look kind of light skinned too, but he stayed light skinned and stayed for a long time, and then everybody's talking about him, saying, look, doesn't he resemble Bill Clinton? This is the governor's son. Did you notice his teeth?
He either looks like Bill Clinton or Arnold Schwarzenegger. They couldn't figure out which one. But you know.
Yeah,
did I say
right.
that?
Well,
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, yeah, right. Well, they knew it wasn't Arnold because you know, and his build wasn't that strong.
Yes.
And didn't speak with a German accent or Austrian accent. Yeah. So anyway, they said, hey, this is Bill's son. And the thing is that you know, every month the family would get seven $100 bills via state troopers.
Mm-hmm.
They would get, at Christmas time, they'd get Christmas presents. And, however, when the Clintons reach the White House, it ends. And, this little boy, you know, who everybody says is Bill's son, never even meets his dad.
And he says,
you know,
that's what he wants. That's all he wants. He wants to just shake his hand and say, hi, Dad.
Let me tell you something. I mean, like it, you can say what you want about this. It's politically motivated. I you know, I don't think so. I think this is real.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, according to one little detail I didn't mention was that Bobby Ann Williams said the only customer she had who was white was Governor Bill Clinton. So
right.
Therefore, guess who's the daddy? Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Anyway, so and of course, then, you know, you get the $100 a month, $700 a month from the state troopers, Christmas presents, then it all ends, you know, with the White House having new occupants. And so
and
now in 1999.
What about DNA tests? Real quick here, because we need to get into
the
stories too.
Real stuff. What basically happened was that in 1999, the Star magazine, owned by a Bill Clinton friend and donor, Roger C. Altman, publishes a test that allegedly took place. Well, Roger Stone, who's, you know, always has his nose up for interesting reports and stories, delved into it and found out that they actually, when it was sold, they actually discovered there was no test ever done. There was no hard test about it at all, no blood test. And, you know, so basically that's been discredited.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm sure if you go to Snopes, they'll discredit the discredited report of a DNA test. And anyway, so, I mean, Danny has tried to reach out to Bill on Facebook, via the Clinton Library. He missed an arrival time when Bill was there. He got there a few minutes late, I guess, and went to Hillary rally, and he's right in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And then later she says that she felt something for a group of activists, of Black Lives Matter, young people, and, you know, she feels for them, and then he says, how come I don't matter for her?
Yeah,
that is
right.
A very good question.
Wow. That's a tough deal. You imagine. And Danny, what,
oh,
is 30, he's 30 years old now? 30, is he?
30 years old.
Wow.
You know, he's now got five kids of his own. My life's kind of a mess. It could have been so much better. He didn't say mess, but, you know, he's not making a lot of big money. And it could have been so much better if his dad would just acknowledge him.
Yeah, why not?
And help him out.
Exactly. Well, let's talk Hillary's 11% lead over Donald Trump, according to this NBC poll. Who's pushing? Who's got their thumb on the scale here?
Well, yeah, let me tell you. Exactly. I mean, you would think that NBC would be concerned about accuracy in its polls, would pride itself on being able to go to form its own survey and commission it and pay for it and get involved with it. Well, apparently what happened was an organization called Hart Research Associates, Public Opinion Strategies, with Geoff Gorin as president, who also coincidentally happens to be an advisor to a pro-Clinton super PAC, Priorities USA, in support of Hillary Clinton's election, he conducts the poll, and that's bad enough on the face of it. It's pathetic that NBC would resort to that, to a, you know, an obviously biased pollster. Mm-hmm. But on top, but beyond that also, I saw this very interesting bit of data about it. The sampling was skewed so that it had a little less Republicans, a few more Democrats out of 500, and there was also another category that was created, and apparently, you know, there were less independents, which are about 40% of the population, apparently.
Well, you know, Bill, this is what's all coming out, you know, about the Democratic Party with WikiLeaks. I mean, of course, they want to blame, you know, the Russian hacking on this stuff, but they're not denying that it's happened, is that they're rigging the system. This is stuff that Bernie Sanders, you know.
But Bill, this goes worse. This is elbows on the scale. I mean, this is just, I mean, it's really pathetic. And then, yeah. So, I mean, I saw that poll, and it's reported in lots of places. Yeah. And you say, well, gosh, Trump really shot himself in the foot. He's dead. But no, he gave a really good debate. Look at the Lunch focus group where all these people said,
I couldn't believe it. Hey, one of the other stories, too, I wanted to get to here is we're running out of time. We only got a couple minutes left here. The Clinton body count. If anybody's ever gone to Google and just said Clinton deaths, I mean, it's amazing how many people associated with the Clintons die.
Gosh.
I mean, it goes on and on. You just found another one here today, right?
I mean, yeah, if something happens, maybe they're going to call our show Bill Martinez dead, you know?
Yeah.
something happens to me. You know? But the bottom line is that the amazing thing is this morning I discovered another one. This was a doctor who was working with a doctor on Anaisi, who is Huma Abedin's cousin, who's a brain surgeon and Hillary Clinton's brain doctor. And what happened was this guy, who's Dr. Sandeep Sherlacher, the story's incredible, basically was involved in non-invasive surgery with Secretary Clinton. On June 30th of this year, basically what happened was she arrived at Andrews Air Force Base, in very, very serious condition. They took her to the on-base medical hospital there. Her security, drew guns. They wanted to get her out of there and take her to another facility where, Dr. Anaisi was there, on duty. And so they let him get out of there. It was just a real mess. It looked like a guns incident out of a U.S. Air Force base. It was just then stated that it was not the case. But bottom line is that this doctor who participated as the anesthesiologist was found dead September 30th, just about a week ago, at the entrance to the American Spine Center, with local police saying there's no obvious signs of trauma evident and no foul play was suspected. And the thing is that he belongs to a Hindu sect that apparently is very much against suicide.
Well,
so,
Bill, we got to leave it right there because we're out of time. But the body count, excuse me, associated with Bill and Hillary Clinton continues to grow to the point. And here it is. This is our time and new feature on Bill Martinez Live. Yes, you put on your tinfoil hats and we talk about the latest rumors that are circulating. Bill McIntosh on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.